automatic rematches when a champion drops the title. So when a champion drops the title, you don't get a rematch, but somebody who tapped out in a minute and 40 seconds is going to get a rematch? This is where fans are going to have a problem. And I don't understand why the WWE doesn't see that. I think they should know their audience by now. And Bully, they say it all the time. They're episodic TV. Well, if you're episodic TV, then you definitely have to connect the dots, because you're hoping your audience tunes in one week and it's going to tune in the next week.
The problem is, or the reason why you don't get what you want is, they don't think that you're not going to tune in next week. You really think that they're thinking to themselves, oh my God, if we put Ruby out there again, this is going to turn off fan base off so much that they're going to tune out next week. They don't care. And like I said, when I say they don't care, I don't mean like they actually don't give a damn. I mean that they know that they can put anything that they need to put out there to satisfy this week's TV, and then they can get back on track next week. They're not sweating it. It's not ruffling anybody's feathers. If somebody's sitting in that room with Vince, and Vince goes, you know what? Give me Ruby again in a rematch, and we'll make that the main event on Raw, and we'll give Ronda another win, you know, but give her like 5-6 minutes. One of the writers turns around and goes, well, Vince, that kind of goes against what we said about the no immediate rematches for the championship, and, you know, she beat her in 90 seconds, and that's going to kind of look weird continuity-wise. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. He knows his fan base ain't going nowhere. He knows that the following week, nobody is not going to tune in because of the Ruby Riott main event match.
Well, you say that, Bully, but if you're going to go by the reports by Dave Meltzer, the reason he had these NXT call-ups to begin with is because ratings are down and there's a lack of true stars on Monday Night Raw.
That's two different things. It's because of the lack of true stars.
But also ratings being down. So, to me,
ratings down because of lack of true stars. I keep telling you that nobody's ever going to get bigger than Cena. So they don't have a lot of heavy hitters there. That's why a rating is down, because there's nobody on WWE TV other than Becky. And I gotta throw Charlotte and Ronda in there too, because they are as much a part of the story as anybody else. Who else could throw besides those three women right now in the WWE is must-see TV?
The only one, like I've said, right now would be Kofi. Outside of Kofi and the story with Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte, there isn't much to tune in. I gotta be honest with you. But again, I think a lot of that has to do with the lack of stars, because the way they built their stars is a major problem. And again, the continuity aspect is a major problem. Like, you gotta connect the dots. Like, we don't do a show. Bully, you and I do a daily show here. We can't do a show one day where we say one thing and then the next day say something completely different. We're going to get called out on that. Why? We have a loyal audience that tunes in every day and they're going to call us on our bullshit. It's the same thing with Monday Night Raw. These fans tune in. Now, you're probably right. That's not going to stop them from tuning in. But if you look at the ratings, and the ratings are down, and then you look at the continuity and the lack of connecting the dots, that's a major problem. Now, when you talk about the NXT call-ups, Monday Night Raw for Monday had their best rating that they've had since September. Now, a lot of that might be people thought that you're going to get a follow-up from Elimination Chamber, which didn't happen. But also on social media, they publicized that they were going to have these NXT call-ups. So I ask you, biggest rating since September, is it because what took place on Sunday, or was it because they knew they're going to see fresh faces on Monday Night Raw?
It had to be the fresh faces, because what happened on Sunday wouldn't have carried over into Monday because it involved Kofi and Daniel Bryan. So it can't be that. We should be expecting to see Kofi and Daniel Bryan on Raw, right?
Yeah.
So get rid of that as part of the equation. It had to have been all because of the call-ups.
So what
else can you put your finger on?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I thought there was going to be people that were interested in what took place at Elimination Chamber, but people need to remember that the ratings before Elimination Chamber were very, very low.
What happened on Elimination Chamber that made you have to tune in to Monday Night Raw?
Nothing. Not for Raw. I think Raw, right? Everything was for SmackDown. Especially when you look at what took place with Ronda Rousey.
Oh.
Team sent right to your smart device. Just go to SiriusXM.com/sports today and click add to my calendar. And a lot about the rating and the spike of ratings Was it because of the NXT call-ups? Was it because of Becky Lynch? Was it because of what took place Sunday at Elimination Chamber? And so all the reports from Dave Meltzer about the changes that took place on Raw, and again, the lack of continuity from week to week, and especially what we saw Wednesday from the NXT show and those call-ups on Monday and Tuesday. And man, it's going to be interesting to see what takes place next Monday and Tuesday, Bully.
You know, Dave, yesterday I spoke with Matt about something I called the Becky effect. And while we were in break, Alex just reminded me of, the whole Becky and Raw situation. There's a very good chance also that there was a spike in the ratings because people wanted to see if Becky was going to show up to Raw based on what they saw at the Elimination Chamber.
That's very, very possible. But you also have to factor this in, that with the emergence of Becky Lynch and her involvement on Monday Night Raw, not just on SmackDown, hasn't really helped the rating of Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw, the rating has been pretty flatlined before Becky and after Becky.
Becky put a pretty good ass-kicking on Ronda and Charlotte.
True.
So you might have thought there was going to be some follow-up. And, you know, my Becky effect scenario has nothing to do with the rating. It has to do more with the crowd. I was wondering to myself on Monday night, because the crowd was so, so silent for the majority of the show. One of the worst crowds I've ever seen in my life. I was starting to wonder, are they just here to see Becky Lynch? Like, I was praying at the end of the show that she was going to come out just to see if the place was going to pop for her. Because if the place would have went apeshit for her, then that would have told you everything you needed to know. They were just waiting on her.
So, almost in essence, like, the NXT call-ups were like the opening band at a concert. Well, like, good musicians, hey, they're really good, but we came to see somebody else, and I think that's what you're probably hit the nail right on the head. They were expecting to see Becky on Monday night.
We can only hypothesize. What we do know is that the NXT guys got called up, the rating spiked a little bit, and there was nothing on that show that would make that rate spike other than those NXT call-ups, so it's probably due to them.
And they definitely had a better reaction in New Orleans on SmackDown. And Jeff in South Dakota, what did you think of the NXT call-ups this week?
Gentlemen, morning to talk to you. How are you doing, Hollywood? Glad you made it back.
I tried to find something to listen to. But it's on you.
Yeah,
now.
He does this one.
Alright, I think we heard this song last time.
Thank you.
deaf, man.
Don't do it. the 7 days of the bounce. Show you how to be a man. Yeah, show you how to be a man. Show you how to be the man. How to be the boss. How to buy the car. How to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah, show you how to be the man.
No. What? No. What? No. This is what we deserve. This is what we deserve. Back to 1967 and play it for people, how do you think they would react?
Thank you.
Oh, no one needed this.
What's this knob do?
The fuck? All right. If you took Tim McGraw's cover of Tiny Dancer back to 1967... sound like if they had listened to a lot of early Skrillex. If they had listened to a lot of Klapex. Tolerable. Speaking of tolerable, we I don't know that I've ever watched a full episode of that show, like start to finish. I doubt I have. Check it out, y'all. To be real bad looking at this album cover. DJ Smokey. Evil Ways with a Z, Volume 2.
Jump.
Thank you, DJ Smokey.
Hello.
Pulled over seemingly to let me pass him, but he's blocking the where I'm trying to go. Okay. Hopefully I can open the exit gate, I guess. All right, I'm gonna go. All right, I'm gonna go figure this out.